Coaches Insight programs back on the air here on Cairn. We got high school basketball getting going this week, and we talk Atchison Phoenix hoops with the girls coach Nick Rebance. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Atchison excited to get the year going here on Friday night. They'll go to Junction City. We'll get Coach's thoughts on that in a moment. But, Coach, you know, when we put together our preview magazine and we got some information from you, you know, last year you win 10 games, but you still called it, quote-unquote, the youth movement. A lot of young kids playing last year. They're going to take a step forward here, so I'm sure there's excitement in that regard. But, you know, just kind of tipping the cap to last season and the expectations to start 25 and 26.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we had three freshmen last year that played a ton of varsity minutes for us, got great experience coming back as sophomores this year, and you see the improvement. A lot of them were, you know, I didn't feel like I played well as a freshman. You're a freshman going up against seniors. I mean, it's not an easy task. But you can see that paying off this year already, the understanding of the game. They're a little bit stronger, have more skill, and we add some a few more younger girls to that rotation this year. So the youth movement, it's fun, it's exciting, but there are going to be some growing pains.
Yeah, it's your fifth year now leading this program, and even if you bring back a good core from the previous season, I think most coaches would agree that it's still – you know, a different team, even though you do have similar players or these same players coming back. I guess with these returning players and maybe a youthful mix, maybe kind of getting in there, how would you assess this team compared to what you saw last year?
We're going to be quicker. You know, we have one senior back this year. She's in a post. It's Kaya. We're going to rely on her to score a lot of points down there for us. But just the quickness of the game. We bring up two, like I said, freshmen that are quick girls, can play some guard. One will play forward for us as well. But we're going to get after it. And practices have been fun because the youth is there to try to prove something. They don't feel like they have their place yet. So practices have been competitive, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can do.
Yeah, add a little bit more there to Kaya Downing, the 5'11 senior, multiple-year starter, 7 points roughly, 7 rebounds a game. What kind of jump are you expecting her to make in her senior year?
She can be a double-double girl. There's no doubt about it. She's big. She's tough. She got stronger over the summer. Her understanding of posting up to score has really improved. She's given her opportunity. When she catches the ball, she can go straight to the hoop. Last year, she just kind of posted the post, and we really worked on posting the score, and she took that to heart and worked really hard. So I'm expecting big things from her.
We were talking a little bit before we popped on the air here about the schedule and just kind of how it shapes out for you. One, you get some very good competition here in the first few weeks. The road games are astonishing, Coach. I don't know how it worked out this way, but you play a lot more games on the road than you do at home, and the good chunk of your home games are in the second half of the season. So we're looking at this schedule. Your first six games are on the road, and it starts Friday at Junction City. You go to Wamego next week, Eudora. I mean, those three alone, those are three high-quality opponents. Yeah. What do you make of a road-heavy schedule here in 25 and 26?
You know, it's something to learn from. Like I told them, we'll start with some adversity and see how we can handle it. You know, and you see how your youth reacts to those kind of situations. And all I want to do is go see them compete. I feel like we can hang if we go out and compete. The problem with younger ones is, you know, they can put their head down quick and kind of give up. And that's what we've really been preaching and coaching in practice, is to keep going, to play the next play. You never know what could happen. A 10-point ball game, we've seen 10, 20-point swings all the time. So just keep grinding, keep playing the game, play the whole 32 minutes and just see what happens at the end.
What's your thought on the Meadowlark Conference, just kind of an early take there, and where you believe your team can kind of mix into that this season?
You know, I really have confidence that we could go win it if we go and execute. Highland Park, again, they're always going to be tough. They've got a good player coming back. Sumner, all those schools, they draw, you know, they're 5-6A, so they get kids in all the time that we just don't know about.
Right.
But I really think we could compete for the title this year.
All right, Coach, give us a few thoughts here on the first couple weeks here. Again, it starts with Junction City on Friday night. I guess first part, what's the thought, you know, on that road trip to Junction City, Wamego, Eudora? You get a Harmon in there, you know, in a couple of weeks. You got to go to Leavenworth as well. But, you know, these first couple of weeks, the challenges with these games on the road against some high-quality teams and just what you want to see out of your team here before the holiday break.
Yeah, just kind of what I say. I just want to see them battle. You know, I want to see them go out there and give it their best shot. You know, we talk a lot of these teams, they call, they want to schedule us. They say, oh, it's Atchison, we'll get a win. And I want these girls to go out there, kind of say, hey, we're not going to be just an easy win anymore. We're here to battle. We're here to compete. And I want to see them just give it their all every night. You know that whole saying, leave it all on the floor. Leave like you played your heart out. And that's what I'm looking for from this group just to start the season off.
Great stuff as always. That's Atchison Girls Basketball Coach Nick Rebant joining us. Year 7 at the helm. 10 wins a year ago. First 6 games are on the road. They don't get a home game until after the holiday break, but they go to Junction City on Friday night, kicking off the 25-26 campaign. Coach, we're off and running. Appreciate it very much. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you.